Daniel 11 verse 1, "As for me, in the first year of Darius the Mede, I stood up to confirm and strengthen him." Well, with all reading of the scriptures, you need to ask questions. Who's speaking here? The context, going back to Daniel 10, is clearly the angel. The angel says, "I stood up to confirm and strengthen Darius the Mede." So you ask, well, who is Darius the Mede? He's the person who we read who killed Belshazzar when Belshazzar was partying and took Babylon. Well, history, however, doesn't know anything about anyone called Darius the Mede, and there is nobody in history between Belshazzar and Cyrus. So I am inclined to think that this is another name for Cyrus. A lot of these kings did have several names, and so this is the record of the angel saying, "I confirmed and strengthened Cyrus." Now, Cyrus was the one who made the decree for the Jews to return to their land, and was extremely generous in letting them do that, and offered to finance them, support them, etc. So he did this, and yet many of the Jews chose to remain. And yet God, through the angel, had confirmed and strengthened this man. Now, this word, Hebrew word translated confirm, you find it used very often. It's used about the hardening of Pharaoh's heart in Exodus. And yet, of course, we also read that Pharaoh hardened his own heart. The point is that God, through the angels, confirmed him in the attitude of mind he wanted to have. You read of the angel strengthening or confirming Lot to leave Sodom. Same word, Genesis 19, 16. When Lot was simply weak, I mean, he, in his heart, despised the ungodly ways of Sodom, as Peter says, he vexed his righteous soul from day to day, but when it actually came to physically getting out from there, he was very weak, and yet he wanted to, he was just weak, and so the angel confirmed him, and you've got the same words used repeatedly about the people who were around at the time of the restoration. Haggai 2 verse 4 tells Zerubbabel and Joshua to be strong. It's the same word, be confirmed. It's Haggai 2 verse 4. In other words, you've got to allow this confirming to work upon you. You've got to have something that is confirmed. And you see this again in Zechariah 8 verses 9 and 13. Where let your hands be strengthened. It's the same word for confirm. Let your hands be confirmed. If you wish to go this way, well, God through the angels will confirm you psychologically, in practical terms. He will do this, but you've got to allow it to happen. And Daniel himself is an example of that. The same word is used in Daniel 10, where he says to the angel, "You have strengthened me." But of course, he wanted to be strengthened. So this is the very picture, really, that we have all the way through of God's very delicate working with us. I say delicate because God does not, in that sense, force. Otherwise, we would be puppets. And yet, on the other hand, if we are left purely and totally to our own device, we are not going to make it because we are so weak. So salvation cannot be on the basis of our steel will, how much absolute iron self-control you have in your soul. It can't be like that. It must be of grace. It absolutely must be. And yet, let's go back to Daniel 10, where you see the process that was going on. Verse 13, "The prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me," the angel says, 21 days, "but Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me, and I remained there with the princes of Persia." Well, this went on for 3 weeks, but we see that Daniel had been praying for 3 weeks, or 21 days, it's the same period, and he's told, the first day that you prayed, your prayer was heard, but it sort of took me 21 days, the angel is saying, the 3 weeks you've been praying, to answer the prayer, because the the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me. Well, we read there in Daniel 11 that the angel confirmed and strengthened this individual known as Darius the Mede, who I'm suggesting was the prince of Persia, who was Cyrus. That's my suggestion. Well, that shows how sort of delicately God operates with people. On one hand, he allowed this man to withstand him, and yet on another hand, he confirmed and strengthened him. These are, I think, typical of the sort of thoughts that were probably in the mind of Cyrus, that yes, he wanted to do something for the Jews, and yet he probably feared what the other princes would think. And that is why we read here that the angel says, I remained there with the princes, plural, of Persia. In other words, there was opposition from the other princes, and even at this point, the angel was still, as it were, having to work with them. But I hope you can see the very complex situation here, that on one hand, Cyrus wanted to, and so he was confirmed in his desire to do that, and yet on another level, he withstood God. Well, that is how it can be with us all the time. On one level, yes, we want to do something for God, but then on the other hand, we think, but what would people think? What would the other princes of Persia think? And so we withstand. And yet God works so delicately. Of course he wants the best outcome for his glory, but he will not force. He will not treat people as puppets, because he has more respect for we tiny little humans than to do that. So, as I say, on one hand, he's there to confirm, and yet, on the other hand, he respects us in withstanding that confirming hand. And where it gets complex, as it was here, is that we can both want to do the right thing and yet withstand doing the right thing all at the same time. Now, I just think a little bit of self-examination will show you that. Should I be generous to this cause? Yes. What happens if I need some money later on? Wait a minute, but what about those bills I've got coming in? And there's the possibility that this, possibility but that. I want to, and yes, God may confirm me in it, but then I withstand it. Now, in so many things day by day, you surely know what I'm saying. And you see here how God is so, let's say, respectful, I think is the right word, towards man. He allows the prince of Persia to withstand him, and yet he also strengthens and confirms him. So, as I say, alone, we can't do it. We need God's confirmation. And yet, on the other hand, we must accept that we have absolute free will, and God is not going to force. He may encourage, but not force. So, there's some thoughts. The angels are there, active, and in our age, not only angels, but above all, the Lord Jesus himself, active in this whole complex process of dealing with us, respecting us, and yet confirming us, allowing us to withstand, and yet, of course, seeking to confirm and strengthen.